I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, to talk about a report on community planning in Orkney. Douglas, can you tell me what this report's about?
Yes, it's a review of the Orkney Community Planning Partnership. Community planning partnerships were set up way back in 2003 to bring together a range of public bodies, the council, the health board, police and fire services, to work together to tackle problems. Big problems, for example, the care of the elderly. None of these issues are within the gift or control of one single organisation, so it needs a willingness to work across boundaries. And each partnership can set up priorities to suit its local own local needs and geography. For example, you'd expect the challenges in Orkney to be quite different from, say, the challenges in Glasgow.
So what have you found?
Well, we found many examples of groups working well together on the ground. And that's particularly because Orkney has a very strong voluntary sector. But the potential for that to deliver more benefit has been stymied by a lack of effective leadership by the partnership itself.
So how does this affect the public?
Well, if community planning is done well, it means better outcomes for the public. But it does depend on partnerships agreeing the key priorities and making sure resources are aligned to deliver them. In Orkney, whilst the CPP steering group has identified the three big priorities, it still hasn't agreed how and when to take them forward. It also has a very complex governance structure, which makes it difficult for partners to contribute effectively. One of the results, indeed, is that only half of last year's targets were met. In summary, it's really not making best use of Orkney's scale or agility to get things sorted.
Why has the Commission used such strong language in its findings for this report?
We called it as we saw it, based on the extensive research and fieldwork that was carried out in Orkney. We're extremely disappointed at the lack of improvement, and we do have serious concerns that tensions between the Council and the Health Board, the two big players in community planning, are actually holding community planning back in Orkney. Having said that, that isn't the primary focus of the report. It's about the much wider issues for the partnership as a whole and all its members, because every single partner needs to step up to the plate and meet the responsibilities to work together and deliver the partnership's objectives.
What do you want to see happen next?
The partnership is aware of some of the areas in which it needs to do better. What it desperately needs, and most important of all, is effective leadership. There are some projects, such as those with the voluntary sector and the Empowering Communities Initiative, which may provide a model for wider improvements. We believe there is the potential to achieve much more for the people of Orkney. It's now up to the partnership and all its partners to make that happen.
Douglas, thank you.